Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Migs.
B-Migs, don't be a loser. B-Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Jeff from Tacoma is. Jeff, are you there?
Yo,
Jeff. Steve,
yes.
Get out of the studio.
Bye-bye.
If you are playing along from home, our friend Jeff will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep.
What color is the Hope Diamond?
Blue.
Yes. Who is the shortest member of Metallica?
Lars.
Correct. What is the fluff in a Massachusetts fluffernutter sandwich?
Marshmallow?
Yes. What is the only continent without any bees?
Antarctica.
Correct. Which major car company owns Lexus?
Toyota.
Yes. Bile is stored in what organ?
Can I pass?
Who was Andre Agassi's tennis rival in the 90s?
Pass.
Which zodiac sign is represented by the fish?
Aquarius?
No.
Pisces?
Yes. Which vampire movie starred Corey Haim and Corey Feldman?
Oh, Lost Boys.
Yes. How many watts are in a kilowatt?
1,000.
Yes. Bile is stored in what organ?
Esophagus.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Correct. Who you got there with you, Jeff?
What's that?
Who do you got with you in the background there?
I got my boss, Tim, with me right now. Hey,
what up, Tim? Where do you guys work?
We work for Heart Services.
Nice. Steve Miggs, welcome back.
It's good to be back.
Are you ready?
Okie dokie.
What color is the Hope Diamond?
The Hope Diamond is pink.
No.
Red.
No.
Blue?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who is the shortest member of Metallica?
Oh, that'd be Lars Ulrich.
It is. What is the fluff in a Massachusetts fluffernutter sandwich?
Marshmallows?
Yes. What is the only continent without any bees?
Only continent without any bees. I'm going to say Africa.
No.
Antarctica.
Yeah. What major car company owns Lexus?
Dodge.
No.
Honda.
No.
Toyota.
Yes. Bile is stored in what organ?
The liver?
No.
The kidney?
No.
The stomach?
No. Who was Andre Agassi's tennis rival in the 90s?
John McEnroe.
No.
Oh. Rafael Nadal.
No.
Crap. Who else did he have a rivalry with? Steffi Graf.
No. Which zodiac sign is represented by the fish?
Pisces.
Yes. Which vampire movie starred Corey Haim and Corey Feldman?
Lost Boys?
Correct. How many watts are in a kilowatt?
1,000.
Yes. With time on the clock, Steve Miggs, you scored 8, and that is a tie.
Oh.
8-8. We lost Jeff, and his boss, Tim, was also helping him, too. So it was 2-on-1, not even fair.
That doesn't even count. Yeah.
Let's go through this. Neither of you knew that bile is stored in the gallbladder.
The gallbladder.
And Andre Agassi's main tennis rival in the 90s was Pete Sampras.
Man, I forgot that guy even existed. I used to be, I wouldn't say I was like a massive tennis fan, but I loved that era of tennis.
Now I'm just picturing Steve like dressed in his all white outfit at Wimbledon or something like that.
You're so ignorant.
Being a tennis guy with a sign up.
I was an Agassi guy. We had our short denim cutoff shorts and our mullets.
Yeah.
He had a great attire.
He had one of the best looks in all of sports.
And then he lost his hair. Poor man. If anyone didn't deserve to lose their hair, it was him and his sweet mullet.
Oh, yeah.
The Daily Migs Show.
We love to ask a simple question from time to time, and we have one right now. 206-803-ROCK. We promise the question is very simple, but you have to call so we can ask it. 206-803-ROCK. We will ask a simple question after Lenny Kravitz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns.
If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Oh, last night, you guys. The Mariners.
Our season
came to a halt. Game 7 of the ALCS. We lost 4-3 to the Blue Jays. The Mariners were up 3-1 in the 7th, but then George Springer hit a dinger, a 3-run homer.
The wild pitch. Left field. A Rosarito.
If we don't finish it, that never happened, right?
I don't want to
finish
it.
Okay, we're good, right? Screw that guy.
Many Mariners fans are forever going to hate George. We even got a voice message about that.
Hey. The Mariners played a fantastic game. Game 7 was great.
The cat's like, I concur.
Or maybe the cat's a Blue Jays fan.
Yep. But Springer can suck it.
Yes, okay, yes.
Well, that absolutely sums it all up right there.
Suck with the letter S.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Even Midge Levy. The sports radio great Midge Levy, who joined us earlier this morning, he has no love for Springer.
No, none whatsoever. If I could find his clip right here we go.
Freaking George Springer, of all people, George Springer. I mean, if I could write a list of all the players in all of Major League Baseball, most preferred to least preferred to be hit that home run, George Springer would have been at the very bottom of the list of all the people to hit the freaking home run. That dude.
I think just adding with the whole knee injury thing, just made, and then all of a sudden he hits that home run. And I'm sure for Blue Jays fans, that's like
hero.
Right. For us Mariners fans, we're all like, F George Springer.
Well, we all have that one celebrity, public figure, athlete that we just hate for whatever reason, even though we don't even know them. So this leads us to our simple question. And we're going to start with Julie in Redmond. Julie, who do you hate?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth Paltrow?
Yep.
Any reason why?
She's an elitist snob who's out of touch with reality.
Yeah. I agree with everything you just said, Julie.
And she hits home runs against the Mariners, too.
Boo. It is Sam from Lacey. We're going to ask our simple question, too. Who do you hate, Sam?
Good morning, everybody. Machine Gun Kelly, by far.
Now, is it because of his music or everything else?
Pretty much everything else. He just reminds me of one of those annoying cousins at the family reunion that just won't go away.
You know what's funny? I think it's because so many kids now like kind of like look or dress or make style their hair like him. Because now he just reminds me of all the annoying kids I see at Target.
Oh yeah, like he is annoying. He has an annoying way about him.
There are so many times where I just want to, hey, Machine Gun Kelly, can you shut up and stop running around Target? Like, you almost ran into me and my child.
Oh.
What is that? What is going on at Target? That's what I hate. I hate the teenagers in Target.
Is it just chock full of?
Has anyone else been
Target teenagers?
I had a recent conversation with somebody about it, and they were like, oh yeah, dude, I feel the same way. The kids in Target are out of their minds.
Well, it's because like the one in West Seattle, it's always teenager feel. It's like their place to go hang out after school.
They have nowhere else to go. And yeah, they go to freaking Target and they run around and they annoy the F out of us.
And there's a Starbucks in there. I get it. Yeah. I mean, I would go hang out there too if I was in high school.
Yeah, but then they just run around like crazy in the Halloween section. They don't care if there's other human beings around them. And I'm just like, listen, Machine Gun Kelly, stop running around and cut your hair and put on some pants, not pajamas.
Wow. 206-803.
Get off my lawn.
It's our simple question for Greg on a boat on the Sound. Who do you hate, Greg?
Well, that's a strong word. But if I had to hate somebody, if there's good and evil in this world, I hate the devil. And I think the devil was at the Mariner game.
The devil was definitely a Blue Jays fan last night.
That's funny. It's like I watched a recent interview after Gino Suarez had that grand slam, and it was a great post game interview. And he talked about his faith, and then talked about his wife, and then and all this stuff. And he was like, "God was helping us throughout. I prayed to him and all that." Last night, you watched the post game celebration interview Vlad Guerrero, and he talks about how at one point he like went out of the locker room to like kneel down and pray, and then stupid Springer hit that home run, and he believes that. And I'm like, okay, so what is God that easily swayed? Can he pick one team? He's helping out one team in one game. He's helping out the other team. Like, what? Where are our players? Gino, you let us down. You didn't pray enough on game seven.
Well, to be fair, Vladdy had to pray on behalf of Springer because he hurt his knee and he can't get down on his knees right now.
Okay, solid point.
The Daily Mix Show.
Daily Mix Show.
Do you think you could name a song if you only heard a second of the chorus? If so, we have the hookup on tickets to see Adam Sandler at Climate Pledge Arena on October 29th. Call 206-803-ROCK and we will play Hook or Shook at 920.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to see Adam Sandler at Climate Pledge Arena, and that is coming up on October 29th.
Slop-a-Joe.
That's a banger right there, for sure.
Is that the last song he plays?
It better be.
That's the like encore, the encore, right?
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. Mandy from Cedro Woolley is our contestant this morning. What's up, Mandy?
Hello.
Hello. We're going to spin the wheel here and see if you are playing with Taryn Daly or Steve Miggs.
All right, the wheel's spinning. Who's it going to land on? Will it be Taryn Daly? Will it be me? It's T-Dog.
All right, Mandy, here is your clip.
Mandy, you still there?
Yes.
Okay.
You want to hear it again?
Yes.
I can totally give you a hint if you need one.
Okay.
Okay, so the drummer of the band is Tommy Lee.
Yes.
He is a large package.
Wow. And
well, it's important that he says that you need to say that whenever you mention his name now. It's a prerequisite.
Okay.
The lead singer is Vince Neil.
You should go down a different road.
It's Motley Crue?
Yes. Oh, okay. Yes. And then the song, it talks about one of the words is the other word for your aorta.
What? Oh, heart. It's kickstart my heart.
Yeah!
Let's go. I cannot believe that hint helped.
I believed in Mandy.
Yes.
I knew we'd get there.
Yeah, I did not think that was going to be the hint that was going to work, but here we are. Hell yeah, Mandy. We're one step closer to you going to see Adam Sandler.
Yes.
All right. Danny V, I am ready for my clip.
Don't throw a microphone at your drummer.
I know. That would be Guns N' Roses, Live and Let Die.
Yes.
Mandy, congratulations. You are going to go see Adam Sandler at Climate Pledge next week, October 29th.
Yay. That's so awesome. Thank you.
You are welcome, my friend.
Now, you know, sometimes you have the argument over, is the cover better than the original?
Yes.
And a lot of people would argue that, like, Johnny Cash's version of Nine Inch Nails Hurt took it to a whole other level. And I would agree.
I agree with
and
that
I love
statement.
The Nine Inch Nails version. How do you feel about Guns N' Roses' cover of Live and Let Die?
It's a cover?
You didn't know that?
I had no idea.
It's a Paul McCartney song.
Paul McCartney
song.
And Wings?
Yeah.
Was it Wings or was it just Paul McCartney?
I think it was just Paul McCartney, I believe, but I could be wrong. Here, Danny, I don't know if you ever heard it, but...
Danny is such a little boy.
I just don't like the Beatles or Paul McCartney or anything to do with that. So, no, I've never heard this before.
So would you rather the Guns N' Roses
100%
version? 100%. Same. I mean...
This song, I think
what
it was...
happening?
I think it was up in Vancouver, BC. He was performing this song at, I want to say Rogers Arena, maybe? And the fireworks lit the ceiling on fire.
Okay, that's pretty metal.
This is always the song that has like a great fireworks display when he's doing his thing.
Yeah.
And it lit the ceiling on
See,
fire.
See, even the building didn't like it. They were like, man, we gotta stop this in any way possible.
make this go away. But it's, yeah, I...
Oh, my God. And you
got a job. No, see, the Guns N' Roses part where they break it down and go, reggae.
I take this version.
Do you think it's because I never heard this song until I heard the Guns N' Roses version. So to me, that's the original.
Uh-huh.
And this is a bad cover.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Fighting words.
Anyone got a match?
I'm about to burn this place down, guys. No, do not groove to this.
See, the fact that it's making Danny miserable makes me want to hear it more now.
You know what I can do?
What?
This.
Son of a...
If we have talked about anything this morning that you would like to talk with us about, call 206-803-ROCK, and we will check in with the Rockaholics after Smashing Pumpkins. All morning, we have received some texts and calls from you that we weren't able to get to. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, and it's powered by Pendergast Law. So call up if you'd like to chime in on anything from the show today, or if you have something on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. The number is 206-803-ROCK. Now, earlier this morning, we had a fun little topic about people that we don't even know that we kind of hate.
Like Springer.
Boo Blue Jays.
Stupid George Springer. I don't even hate Vlad Guerrero. Everything about that guy, I just want to see him do well. I hate that he had to do well against the Seattle Mariners, but he just seems like a good dude.
So Greg
Springer,
is,
on the other hand, sucks.
Greg is on the boat, on the sound, and Greg, you want to weigh in on this?
Yes, I do. You know, I said earlier, you know, about the devil that I hate, but now I get to thinking about people, and then you guys played the perfect song, and you played the Smashing Pumpkins. I call them the Smashing Muppets, because Billy Corgan sounds like someone's hurting a Muppet.
Wee.
Man, I can't argue.
And Sarah McLachlan's a close second. Terrible, terrible voice. I mean, good writing for both those people. You know, they're very popular, but their voices just drive me bananas.
So, Greg, isn't it funny then the song that people hate most about Sarah McLachlan, the Angel song, is actually written about a member of the Smashing Pumpkins who sadly died of a heroin overdose? So, in a way, both of your bands or both of your artists collide.
That's crazy.
Yeah. See, Billy Corgan, I know he's such a polarizing figure. I still love the early years of Smashing Pumpkins, that I'm willing to give everything he's done since a pass, even though, like, he kind of comes off pompous. He seems to take a lot. Like, he takes credit for, like, everything that has happened in the world of music. Like, it's almost like as if he created everything. But I still love the early years of Smash. Those first two records,
Gish,
I think are... Yes.
Siamese Dream.
They're uneffable.
Yeah, I really like both of those albums.
It's funny, because I just thought of somebody that recently has just been starting to bother me for no reason, and I'm starting to hate him for no reason. I don't know him, never met him. Davey Havoc from AFI.
It's the hair.
Every time I see that guy, I just want to punch him in the face. And all of his... Watch any interview he's done about, like, their new... Because he's done, like, a ton of press for this new album that they just released, which is terrible. but they also, like... He just talks about, like, AFI's past and stuff. And he's just such a... I just want to punch him in the face. I'm like, come on, man. You are not this guy.
So I think sometimes artists, especially in the world of music, they take themselves a little too serious. And it's just like, okay, I get that, like, you're an artist and you wrote songs that come from deep within your heart. But that doesn't mean, like, you need to be so pompous sounding when talking about
it. And it also doesn't help that he looks like Bob Ross now.
He looks exactly like Bob Ross. I was watching Bob Ross on Friday night. And I thought the same thing. Like, Davey Havoc is stealing his look.
What were you doing on a Friday night that you decided... Was it after the Mariners game? You needed a little decompression?
Yes.
And to sit there and watch little happy little trees and squirrels and happy accidents?
It is amazing how often I actually watch Bob Ross just to, like, bring myself down a little bit, find some calm, look at these happy little accidents, happy little trees.
But then what happens when he beats the devil out of the brush? Does it get you all wired up?
It's very aggressive what he does with that brush.
It is. I love the joy of painting.
It is. It brings joy. It sparks joy.
And it's total nostalgia.
Yes, absolutely.
Did you ever try to paint along with Bob Ross?
Steve Miggs, I have gone to so many wine and paint nights, and I can tell you, I have the worst anxiety in those rooms with other people. Like, I feel like everybody's watching me. There's no chance in hell I would try to do a Bob Ross. In 30 minutes, are you insane?
Dude, my buddy Chris and I, we convinced our parents to get us canvas, get us paints, make sure we had all, like, the colors that we needed, and we waited. And this is, like... dating me, of course, but this is before there was, like, you know, DVRs. I mean, there was VHSs, but, like, we didn't record it. So we would wait till Bob Ross, The Joy of Painting, came on PBS, and we were ready. We had our canvas. Within, like, 45 seconds, we were both like, I can't keep up with this guy.
It's bananas how fast it goes.
But he makes it look so freaking easy.
Every time. I would love to see a Steve Miggs original from those days, too.
Oh, man. I could probably make one for you.
That would be great.
We should do that one day. We all watch Bob Ross and we paint together.
Okay, that would be hysterical. I'm 100% in.
That'll be the first time I ever watch a Bob Ross.
You've never seen Bob Ross?
I mean, I know who he is.
He's not just the singer of AFI, Dan.
The Daily Mix Show.
You know, after last night's game, maybe you need a little retail therapy. Like Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday, VIP style. Get the Palace Law Premium experience for our show that is happening at Angel of the Winds Arena on December 12th with Brent and Zach from Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Mammoth, Hollywood Undead, and many more. You can grab those tickets at KISW.com. Kohler has just unveiled something new called a toilet camera, and it will only run you $600, Steve Miggs.
Money well spent.
This is the Kohler Dakota, and it uses some sensors that analyze your waste and then will track your health data, things like hydration, regularity, and even signs of blood in your stool. I feel like you're ready to invest in this, Steve.
Well, I now know what to put on my Christmas list for my wife.
If you're not already pulling out your credit card, here is the promo video for it.
Introducing Dakota by Kohler Health. Dakota translates your body's signals into real-time insights.
Also, that voice just kind of gives off, like, you remember, like Minority Report or any of, like, those, like, futuristic movies where, like, you feel like the whoever the voice is a straight-up robot?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Helping you decode your body's cues. Dakota uses advanced spectroscopy sensors to seamlessly analyze what your body leaves behind. Its sleek, self-clamping design blends seamlessly into any bathroom. Paired with the Kohler Health app, Dakota delivers personalized health scores to help build lasting, healthy habits. It's everything your body's been trying to tell you, decoded.
Ryan Castle is also in here, and your face is priceless.
Who needs a bidet when you can get the decoder?
All you got to do is connect to your phone with the app. Then you use your fingerprint to be identified as the person using the toilet. And it promises that it's not going to record anything beyond the bowl, guys.
It's well, that's unfortunate.
Only $70 for a subscription for an individual or $130 for the whole family.
I would get this just to troll my wife because whenever we have anything in our house that needs an app, I'm the one who has it and controls everything because she just doesn't want to have more apps on her phone. So if she's in the bathroom, I'm hitting the buttons on her all day long.
No. I can see your doo-doo.
I can just hear her. Steven! Do you have this thing clamping on me now again?
Privacy, please.
Oh, God.
The Daily Mix Show.
In case you haven't heard, Rush is coming back to Seattle.
What?
Yes, the 50-something tour has added a date, October 10th, Climate Pledge Arena, and all week long, the Daily Mix Show. We have your shot at texting for the chance to win tickets. And we're giving out code words every morning at 8:05.
Yes.
So set yourself a little reminder, set yourself a little alarm that you're going to want to listen for that code word and then text it. All the details at KISW.com.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle, Steve Migs, Danny V, and myself. One of us did not get the black hat memo, and it's Steve Migs.
Oh, yeah. I have like 7 black hats in my car. I could easily go down there and be part of your little crew if I need to be.
But yet you haven't.
No. So. We look great. You look.
Oh, crap. There's a blue hat in here. There's a gray hat in here.
Son of a bitch.
You know, I'm just going to rip all of your heads off.
Okay. We're like the three musketeers.
The hats, not the heads. That's a little aggressive.
Seems reasonable.
Well, yeah, well, you two have beanies and Danny has a ball cap.
So totally different. Totally different.
Oh, so he's still cool. Fantastic. All right, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. All of us are a little salty, a little tired, and sad because your Seattle Mariners are no longer in the playoffs.
Wait, what?
I don't know if you heard about this, but last night, Game 7, it's all over. They're not going to the World Series. A great run for the Mariners, but ended definitely not the way we were hoping. Thanks to stupid George Springer and his 3-run blast to help the Toronto Blue Jays win the game 4-3. The craziest part, I think, not craziest, but the strangest part happened after the game. You know, the reporters got to talk to the players, and it always sucks when you got to talk to the players that lost the game. But while Brian Wu is being interviewed by a reporter, you just hear a member of the Seattle Mariners just start screaming. So here, if you haven't heard it, Ryan, have you heard this?
I have not.
Okay, here.
Brian, what ultimately do you feel like the legacy of this team is going to be, having gone as further than any other team in franchise history?
That legacy is no one's really satisfied or happy with this, I think.
There was a spider in the shower.
Randy Rosarini just flashed the guys on the team.
Jackson Smith and Jigba continued his breakout season with 8 catches for 123 yards and a touchdown. His NFL-leading 5th 100-yard game.
Great game for him.
Seahawks beat the Texans 27-19. Charbonnet added 2 rushing touchdowns, and our defense set up early scoring chances with a huge Uchenna Nwosu sack. So now the Seahawks are 5-2, which is fantastic. We're top of the NFC West heading into the bye week. And even though it wasn't Sam Darnold's best game, he summed it up best during the press conference.
Oh, man. What a weird game.
Because what? It was a couple of interceptions, including I think Cooper Kupp threw one.
Yeah.
Which was kind of strange. A fumble in the end zone.
I think the first half, you know, was really solid for us as an offense. You know, and then the second half, it was just a different story. I think, you know, we just got to hold on to the football. We can't turn the ball over like that. I can't turn the ball over like that. But again, our defense and our special team stepping up tonight was huge. When you come out of here, you know, having a game like that offensively and you still win the ball game, can't ask for more than that. And, you know, we're just going to continue to learn from our mistakes and get better.
Very accountable.
Yes.
And also that opening statement right there, I feel like we've had conversations with members of everyone at this radio station late in the evening where you look at each other and go,
oh man, what a weird game.
What a weird day.
Life is just weird, man.
Yeah, hey, man.
As far as weather hitting a high of 61 degrees, that is the DMD brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and right. That's what's up.
Brian right. Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.